Los Angeles leads the nation in the number of working-age adults who can barely read, write, or speak English. That's according to a new study. The problem is called low literacy. The city's leaders worry about the long-term impact it's having on the city's workforce because many new jobs require highly technical skills. Los Angeles has had a literacy program for years, but lately schools and employers have joined forces to take lessons to those who need them most. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
Paul Phillips graduated from a Los Angeles high school 20 years ago, yet he says it did little to prepare him for anything but menial labor. That's why he's gone back to the classroom, trying to master the lessons he didn't get the first time.
My weakness is reading and writing, so I just stay in my reading and writing and spelling classes and stuff to get that out of the way, to the point where you can understand an application.
Phillips is now taking basic reading and writing courses at a community center in South Los Angeles. He's looking for a full-time job as a welder or diesel mechanic, but he finds it a challenge just to fill out a job application form.
Yeah, that's the problem. Most time you read an application and you don't quite understand how to fill it out and stuff. So you read it, and then sometimes if you don't understand, you like to leave things blank or you put in certain things, and it could be wrong.
Low literacy is a problem across America. Census figures show that nationwide, 48% of adults have only the most basic reading and writing skills. But Los Angeles is even worse. A new study funded by the United Way found that 53% of all adults who work in the city are undereducated.
What that means is they can read a basic sentence, but they have difficulty with complicated transactions, with governmental forms, with passport applications, and even with safety notices at their place of work.
Joe Haggerty is president of the United Way of Greater Los Angeles. According to his agency's report, 3.8 million people in L.A. can't read well enough to use a bus schedule or deposit a paycheck.
The major issue is people who don't graduate from high school. For whatever reason, they've dropped out, they've drifted away, and they did get a job. And what they learn is to kind of fake it, to act like they can read things, but kind of look over your shoulder or ask somebody else to literally translate for them.
According to the survey, about 20% of the working adults in L.A. with low literacy are immigrants who don't speak English well. Some had very little education in their home countries. Take Mirna Eraza, who's 44. She was only able to make it through the second grade in Honduras.
Si nosotros no sabemos ni cómo poner nuestro nombre en español, ¿cómo vamos a ponerlo en inglés?
If we don't know how to write our names in Spanish, how can we possibly in English, she asks. Like many immigrants, Eraza relies on her children to translate for her. She's now a U.S. citizen, but Eraza says she's been too embarrassed to move beyond her neighborhood. So recently she started taking classes in English, business, math, and computers, with the hope that one day she'll no longer have to clean houses for a living.
Many knowledgeable employees in sales rapidly learn skills. Okay, who'd like to try this one?
This learning center in East L.A. is just one of many places where the city's undereducated adults are getting a chance for some remedial education. Community programs have partnered with L.A. schools and businesses to tackle the issue of workplace literacy. The United Way's Joe Haggerty says the goal is to provide better career opportunities.
I think we're seeing in a changing workforce, the issue has come to light more and that employers see it more. And are raising the issue and saying we've got to do a better job training people, getting them ready for the workforce.
The owners of Classic Party Rentals thought the issue was so crucial to their business, they've begun offering basic skills classes to their employees. 3 days a week before their shifts start, workers are paid to study English. The books are free, and company manager Clayton Freck says no one has to be embarrassed.
There's the standard benefits with a company like ours: improved customer service, improved quality, fewer mistakes. We're hoping that we have fewer accidents on the job in the warehouse if we're all speaking the same language and understanding each other.
Freck sees the classes as an investment in the company's future leaders. Officials say that approach could make a big difference, not only in L.A., but across the country. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.